KD4 FBI.
4 WHM monitoring.
For HKX. Hey, Bill.
Mobile. I take it you made it through your black hole there, Patrick.
Sitting at my second stop. Morning, Mike.
Black hole, known as the garage.
Good to work from home today. Between the weather and a few other things, I'm just gonna do remote work today.
You got that option anyway.
A lot of people would really love to have that, I'm sure. It's nice to be able to do it. I don't do it all the time, but every now and then I'll do it and keep working from home. I got several meetings on Zoom today, so I was like, I need to drive in an hour to set up behind a computer and do Zoom meetings, but I can do them from home. So I just emailed my boss and told him I was going to be out today.
I'm not so excited. Zoom calls, yay.
Yeah, they're not very exciting. I got several scattered out throughout the whole day, so I get to play at the computer. At least I got radios there I can tinker with. Do a little studying for my general exam and just take it easy.
Got one of those fantastic Zoom calls this weekend, Saturday morning, from about 8 to 12.
Longer than I like. About an hour of Zoom is about all I can take.
They take anywhere from about 2.5 to 4 hours.
The record was, for me, full 8 hours, a whole day. The global meeting, and instead of having a, in person last year, we did it on Teams. Interesting part of that call was when we had a break, and I was thinking, what is that guy pouring tea? And then I heard the toilet flush, and everyone that was still on just busted out laughing.
People that are using Bluetooth headsets or earbuds, they have to watch what you're doing. Need to make sure that thing's on mute.
It's amazing how many people don't know how to mute their mics on those services there.
Global meetings. That guy was in Italy. That's the embarrassing part, is that, on Teams, well, on all of them, you know exactly who's talking.
Over the last year and a half, I've just about seen and heard it all when it comes to Zoom calls. I love it when if somebody's not using a background or the blurred background, you got people walking behind them or doing whatever. So it's comical.
Had a gun rack come in last year, and I was thinking, should I put it in the wall behind my desk where the computer could see it? And I thought, the people in Europe would probably freak out.
Yeah, they probably would. That's amazing what'll offend people these days.
How little it takes to offend somebody anymore.
Last week, I guess, I never heard this, but last year, people at the office told me it hit the news. It's part of the reason why I don't know about it. I stopped watching the news at that time. But last year, there was some kind of at-home learning, and the kid had a BB. Was it a BB gun or a 22? I think it was a BB gun on the wall behind him. The teacher called the cops, and the cops showed up at the kid's house.
I remember something about that. It was just in the background, and they called the police and had them investigated. I mean, that's ridiculous.
child endangerment or some silly thing.
When I was in high school, you could have a gun in your back glass on a gun rack and nobody thought nothing of it. But that's been several decades ago. But same way with carrying a pocket knife. If you was in shop class, you carried a pocket knife. And now, you carry a pocket knife and they'll expel you.
6 CLX Friday. Sorry for making this a political statement. How's the weather?
In a light breeze here in Hartwell, Georgia, M4WHM.
HKX, yeah, light rain and no breeze up here right now in Cherrydale, South Carolina.
Semi-light wind, I mean rain, and can't tell if there's wind because I'm going 65.
It's track of the storm and looks like it's going to come between Atlanta and Hartwell, so that's going to put us on the northwest corner, so we might get some storms out of it later today. It'll be interesting to watch it. That's another reason I decided to stay home. Just in case.
Weather for the house, and it looks like it's going to be severe thunderstorms all afternoon. So after about 12 o'clock, it's going to get rough up there.
Track has got it headed right toward your area as well, Patrick, and hopefully the storms won't be bad anywhere.
As they say in the song, country boys will survive.
The thing that concerns me is the high winds. And this nice little sail I got behind me here, it tends to catch quite a bit of it.
This truck, I imagine it does get to rocking when the wind gets up. You'll have to make sure you can pull over if needed.
With you and some coffee and just ride her out.
Get snacks and drinks in here. I'm good for a little while. Not the healthiest stuff, but it's here.
The longest pry bar you got, and go out of the truck and start shaking it at the sky and see what happens.
That's on that one. If you want to show me how it's done, I'll let you borrow the pry bar.
Take me seriously there, Patrick.
What about it is people tend to want to ride right beside you and not give you room to where if the wind hits you to come over. And these narrow little roads, that can be fun. So I have to, a lot of times I see it coming, I'll just straddle both lanes where nothing can get beside me.
When you're going up the rise towards this Duncan Moore exit, and an 18-wheeler's got to get over in the far left lane to pass you. And it wasn't me. It was a guy up ahead.
4FCM, KD4FDI. 4FCM, KD4FDI.
We're HKX for ID. Guys, y'all still there?
CLX.
See it again today?
And maybe he's on a Zoom call now.
For FCM Brady.
I'm still here. I just transitioned from outside to inside. So, had a momentary break from the radio.
Did you do any good on your first call?
One of the guys wasn't there. His mom passed away this weekend. So, didn't do too well there, but a little bit. And waiting on the second shop to get here.
Yeah, it's a lot more comfortable in here at my desk than sitting outside on the radio, so I'll keep you company for a few minutes, Patrick.
Well, usually they're here by now, but I guess the rain's slowing everybody down this morning.
Yeah, depending on what's going on where you at? I imagine the rain is slowing everybody down. It's pretty slow. I'm moved into work, and there's not a whole lot going on right now. My first Zoom call doesn't start till 9.
Fall asleep out there driving now.
Sleep when I'm trying to fit the Jeep into a slot about the same size. Law did they make that you can't drive in the fast lane? And the cops, I knew the cops wouldn't care about it.
Read the law, but from what I've heard about it, it's pretty vague in how it's described, so they might not know how exactly to enforce it yet.
Oh, I bet they made it vague on purpose. It's basically at the discretion of the officer. You make them angry or they need a reason to pull you over, they've got a new one.
Sure, it says they can't search your vehicle and it doesn't affect your insurance. It's just a $25 fine, so I don't know how much they would use it for that.
N6CLX, keep up with it.
I'm going to have to hop off here. They're finally starting to pull in. You have a good safe trip on in, Bill. I'll keep an ear out for you in and out today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Good luck with that, Patrick, and I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Patrick. Go sell on some stuff. Get your sales goal for the day. And be safe and stay dry. And I'll be around the radio. If anything, just give me a holler. M4WHM clear.
See you later. I'll let you go get your coffee and get ready. I'm almost to work. N6CLX. I'll monitor for a little bit.